Flutter 2.2.0, what's new in this update? The demand for Flutter is increasing. At Google I/O 2021, version 2.2.0 of Flutter was unveiled. In the Flutter, Flutter Merged and other projects, there are well over 1,000 patches submitted for review. Everything from Flutter Web to iOS improvements to a new Dart release is included in this version, and that is why professionals who offer Flutter app development services are in hurry to adopt this one. There's no doubt that Google plans to keep developing Flutter, one of its many projects after its successful launch in Flutter 2. Google's efforts to establish a foundation for cross-platform mobile apps may have eased the fears of some who previously feared the technology. Here are some of the new features in Flutter 2.2.0 that are critical to the future success of Flutter developers. Docker support and Dart. We're getting Dart images on Docker that have been tested and confirmed for out-compilation. It's nothing new to use Dart on the backend. We have community-built server frameworks like Aqueduct, Angel, and Jaguar, as well as initiatives like these. Flutter is a powerful programming language that can be used to construct both the front and backends of an application. Because there is no divide between backend and front-end developers, everyone gets access to the same information about the project. Even if we all speak the same language, there's still room for reusing parts. A single developer who offers Flutter app development services can simply switch platforms without having to wait for the backend developer to make the necessary changes. Even if Dart-based backends aren't widely used, it's clear from the activity in the packages listed previously. Easy text handling. Flutter's latest release includes functionality for areas previously critical to mobile and desktop applications. When it comes to text handling, the new Flutter 2.2.0 is sure to make things more interesting. Developers who provide Flutter mobile app development services have the ability to reorganize text input and cancel keystrokes as they travel through the widget. In Flutter 2.2.0, the spacebar and arrow keys can be used without interfering with scroll events thanks to this new feature. With this collaboration, end users will be able to enjoy more dynamic and engaging apps. It is also possible for developers to tab between Flutter's button and the text field. Automated scrolling. Aiming for the greatest performance possible, Google has included enhanced scroll bar behavior in this release of Flutter apps. iOS and Android devices don't come pre-installed with a scroll bar, but desktop computers do. Automatically inserted scroll bars provide proper scrolling in this edition. Because of this, Flutter app developers won't have to worry about scrolling anymore. In the ever-expanding world of business, Flutter mobile app development services is causing a revolution. Due to its wide features, it has been a popular choice for a number of enterprises. Community enhancement. Flutter 2.2.0 distinguishes itself by establishing social media initiatives for its community, which makes it more adaptive for us all. Since its inception, this structure has always had a significant role in the community. Developers can customize the basic widgets and add well-known packages to the Flutter favorites list. In addition, because of its welcoming community, it is well-suited to the needs of software developers. With the release of Flutter 2.2.0, Google highlighted the importance of its community. There is now a way to debug Ramirusel's provider package in DevTools. Performance betterment of iOS. When Flutter first came out, most iOS users grumbled that it was useless to them. With the release of Flutter 2.2.0, iOS users have a glimmer of optimism. It may appear to be a minor issue from the perspective of a developer, but it is a huge one for users. They'd eventually delete the app and never return it, so it was inevitable. Caching shaders has been offered by Google as a way to ensure that users do not uninstall your app owing to concerns such as bad user experience, non-performing animations, and lengthy loading signals. If you're looking for an adaptive platform, Flutter 2.2.0 is the one for you. With the help of Flutter, developers are freed from the limits of traditional development.